it got real crazy.
It's over!
Hey. Mustard on the beat, ho, Debo, any rap nigga, he a freak, ho, man down, call a amber lambs, tell him please, ho, smell a nigga to the cross, he walk around like Tizo, what's up with these bony ass niggas
trying to see how this shit
in the street, hey, fuck them all in the mama, how many options you really got, I mean it's too many options, I'm finna pass on his body, I'm John Stockton,
y'all was a crip walk.
Beat your ass and
I'm about to buy a
God
watch.
I'm
about
to pop out and show niggas. Certified boogie man, I'm the one that up to score with him. Walk him down whole time, I know he got some hoe in him. Pull on him, extort shit, bully the flow on him. Say Drake,
hey! No peace today.
You better not ever go to cell block one. To any bitch that talk to him,
the name of hate, baby.
Make sure you hide your little sister from him.
Hey,
the only one that get your hand-me-downs and party at the party playing with his nose now. And Baka got a weird case, why is he around? Certified lover boy, certified pedophiles. Wop, 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 wop. Dot, fuck him up. Wop, 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 wop. I'ma do my stuff. Why you trolling like a bitch? Ain't you tired? Trying to strike a chord and it's probably
A minor.
They not like us. 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 You think the bay gon' let you disrespect Pop, nigga? I think that Oakland show gon' be your last stop, nigga. They cold foul. I don't know why you still pretending. What is the owl? Bird niggas and bird bitches go. The audience not dumb. Shape the stories how you want. Hey, Drake, they're not slow. Rabbit hole is still deep. I can go further, I promise. Ain't there something? B-Rest, that's for bitching. You Malibu most wanted. Ain't no law boy, you ball boy. Fetch Gatorade or something. Since 2009, I had this bitch jumping. You need to get a wedgie. Be flipped over your body. He was in jail, that's conniving. Then get his face tatted like a bitch apologizing. I'm glad D-Rose came home, y'all didn't deserve him either. From Alondra down to Central, nigga better not speak on Serena. And your homeboy needs subpoena, that predator moving flocks. That name gotta be registered and placed on neighborhood watch. I lean on you niggas like another line of walk. Yeah, it's all eyes on me and I'ma send it up the pot. Ay, put the wrong label on me, I'ma get him dropped. How many stocks do I really have in stock? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 plus 5. Ay, devil is a lie. He a 69 God. Ay, freaky ass nigga.
Freaky ass nigga.
Roll their ass up like a fresh pack of zombies. City is back up. It's a must. We outside. Ay.
Oh man,
that's where we were at.
I
haven't heard from Mustard in a while either.
They not like us. They not like us.
So you like it?
I like it. They not like us. They not like us. They not like us. Once upon a time, all of us was in chains. Homie still doubled down, calling us a
history lesson.
Atlanta was the mecca of the railroads and trains. Bear with me for a second, let me put y'all on game. The settlers was using town folk to make them richer. Fast forward 2024, you got the same agenda. You run to Atlanta when you need a check balance. Let me break it down for you, this the real nigga challenge. You caught Future when you didn't see the club. What? Lil Baby help you get your lingo up. What? 21, get your first street cred. Thug made you feel like you a slime in your head. What? Quavo said you can be from Northside, but 2 Chainz say you good, but he lied. You run to Atlanta when you need a few dollars. No, you're not a colleague, you're a fucking colonizer. The family matter, the truth of the matter. Here was God's plan to show y'all the liar.
You said niggas couldn't 1, 2, 3, 4 walk in the door. Oh, nigga. That's what he did.
And he a fan. He a fan. He a fan.
Freaky-ass nigga.
Freaky-ass nigga. He a 69 God. Freaky-ass nigga. He a 69 God. Hey, 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 hey. Run for your life. Hey, 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 hey. Run for your life. Freaky-ass nigga. He a 69 God. Freaky-ass nigga. He a 69 God. Hey, 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 hey. Run for your life. Hey, 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 hey. Run for your life.
Let me say O-V-Ho.
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 Then step this way, step that way, then step this way, step that way.
If niggas turn this into a line dance, I would be fucking.
It's gonna happen.
Definitely
it's
happening.
Gonna be that.
Oh my god.
Niggas gonna start stepping.
I am going to be freaky ass niggas. This is Fuel Show the 7 podcast. Shit.
If niggas turn that into a line dance, I'm gonna be through.
I am fucking excited. I fucking waited. Shout out to my wife right here because she stood next to me while I was struggling. I waited a full fucking week.
I don't know how you did it.
I don't know how I did it.
Man.
And I couldn't hear the music, so all I was doing was reading. And wifey was like, you ain't making no time for me. Right? And I couldn't put my phone down, man. My motherfucking screen time down to 8 hours this week.
Yeah.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how tough was it to not press play?
Oh man, that shit was worse than
solid 10.
That shit, solid 10.
That shit
solid
was 10 worse than fucking not want no pussy. Abstinence. That's what they call it. That's
I think for especially for like a lover of like hip hop music, like
and
that
it was going crazy.
It was going crazy.
I've never been that at ease being at home on a Friday night with nothing to do but be on my phone.
You know what it took me back to? COVID days.
Yeah. That's a good point.
It was so strategic though. Like
my God, on a Friday night.
The greatest night of hip hop in my lifetime. Yeah. And I didn't listen to one song. That's how fucking dope that night was, man.
For the culture, baby.
Man, so I'm not even apologizing for my energy this week. Everything just hit me. I just listened to every record today.
we just
before y'all turn this on, shit, we're going to have a review out. We're going to have a review out before this, man, so go check that out.
We got to get the review out.
So
we got to.
Yeah.
I'm going to wife you, man.
What do you mean?
How you feeling?
How I'm feeling about what? Just in general or about the music?
The music.
I feel like
our mental health don't matter right now.
I feel like it. I feel like it's great. Like a great moment for hip hop. A great moment for the West Coast, honestly. Because I felt like Kendrick really, like honestly, okay, I am more partial towards Drake. Y'all know I'm a Drake.
We all are.
I love Drake.
I think we all are. We listen to way more Drake music.
Yeah, like I enjoy Drake's music. However, I'm a stone, like, I'm from the West Coast. So when I hear him pulling out, like, all them elements, like, the very last song is like, ooh. Yeah. Like, he kind of, like, dipped into every little... Everything like
I took both. I took both.
Hell yeah!
I took But the genius part of it is I took both. I took the two regions that you thrive in.
Yeah,
took them away from you. The Atlanta shit. That is true battle rap. That's some shit a nigga would say on.
If you from
on,
Atlanta, you're gonna take pride in that verse.
Starlight Five, yeah. Them battle rap shows and shit like that.
Which when we review it, I'm like, he's gonna get to that later.
Yeah.
That's coming.
That was. Yeah. And then I'm doing it on a.
Must
have got some Bay Area fucking.
Yep. Smart move.
And that's crazy because we've been asking for the last couple weeks.
About the hyphy
shit.
About
the hyphy shit.
I definitely had some hyphy energy.
Boom!
Then two episodes, we was like, who doing this in the club and shit?
Hey, yeah. Man.
You gonna see?
You brought the Bay Area niggas out. Them niggas was like frozen like Wakanda. Yeah. Like I ain't heard a Bay Area nigga in a long time.
We heard Mozzie.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Mozzie.
Mozzie don't be on that type shit, though.
Well, Mozzie not from the Bay. Didn't Jay Poole just talk
about that? You're right. He did.
The Bay.
Yeah. Larry June in 40.
Yeah, but they don't do it like
that.
Larry June be on some pimp shit. Like his shit is like smooth.
Yeah, I follow Larry
June. On some rap.
He on some go to sleep shit.
Oh God!
He on some lay on your leather couch and fall asleep.
This is
Ivan,
true.
If I can do this, you can do that shit.
Disrespect the June like that.
This is true. Shake your dreads.
Yeah.
No.
So yeah, all the records, man.
Does this replace the like that? Do you forget about like that hearing this?
I told you.
No.
But yes, you do.
But what
yes,
it does do, I got to be out. I got to go outside. Me and wife, we got to go outside. Because, nigga, this.
Ain't even 24 hours old yet.
This and then like that. You put on like, okay, you put on like that.
And then they
not like us right after. Oh, my God.
OVO is crazy.
Nigga.
I think it replaces like that. Me personally.
No, that'd be too
I think out here it does. I think nationwide, like that still might be the.
Jesus, I didn't know it was like that, though.
I just want to know, like, where does Drake go after that?
Vacation.
I don't know, because so the reason why I'm not really certain about that is because he knows how to reach the masses. He knows the whole, like, to reach the masses. So I'm like, what would be his follow up for that?
If I'm Drake, now that I got Kendrick with this song, now you in my realm. You in my world of club music. Now I got to strike back doing club music.
Right.
I felt like we got that with the first verse of Family Matters.
The first verse or the third one?
The first verse.
The one with,
where he was trying.
I think now that he see now Kendrick stepping in his real like pop era,
because that's what that was.
It's more of a gut punch. Like I did you better than you did you. We used to Drake doing the club records.
Now
I'm doing
The club record.
You good at it. You can't come back with no club record.
And that's like something that people are not really expecting from Kendrick, especially with the last, you know, few projects that he's put out. We're not expecting no like club banger like this right here. Is like it. What? Oh, and whoa!
It's already like, outside.
But this ain't just like I'm doing a party record just because I'm doing a. This is one of them ones.
Yeah, it's already outside. I've seen it. Right. I'm on the internet. I've seen it outside already.
Yeah, it just dropped like 8 o'clock, 5 o'clock yesterday. Yeah, it ain't been 24 hours.
I watched it on mute, but Rick Ross had him playing it at Dre's
here.
Yes.
Yeah. It's Lovers and Friends weekend. This is a great time to debut this record.
Hey man, shout out to Lovers and Friends, man. We supposed to have one of them ones on, guess, but you know what I'm saying. The wind came and you know what I'm saying?
Huffed and puffed and blew all this shit down.
Knocked all that shit over.
So everybody was like, today I get it. Today I get it. Dude.
It's bad.
Kind of fucked up.
It was bad last night.
It started picking up last night.
It was bad yesterday.
Last night, it was really bad.
So we was probably asleep by then.
Yeah.
She was. She went out.
No, during the daytime, it got bad. I was like, I understand. Early in the day, it was like, they could have went on, but then,
Yeah, wifey went out, right? So she texted me and she was like, oh, I'm about to give you that wah wah. You know what I'm saying? Nigga, she came home. Nigga, she sat on the couch for like 5 minutes.
Hold it.
I knew she was spaced out, right? Nope. So I said, I gotta go pee. I knew she was spaced out. I know when wifey drinks, she get the glossy eyes, all that shit, right? So she on the couch and shit. She texted me, right? She texted me. I'm already knowing some bullshit, but she texted me like, yeah, I'm about to give you that. Yeah, I'm about to give you that work, right? I'm like, all right. You know what I'm saying? How you doing out there? You know? Because I knew it was some bullshit. So she came home with the glossy eyes, sitting on the couch and shit. She's on the couch for like 5 minutes, right? So she goes in the room. I had to pee, so I said, you know what, let me go check her out. So I'm going to go to the, I didn't even go to the living room bathroom. Let me go to our room bathroom and see. Nigga, she up.
Okay. That's cute.
She ain't even on her.
That's cute. Let's talk about.
Her stomach, bro. She on her back, nigga.
That's cute. But let's talk about where we started at. Because I was texting him like when we out. Because honestly, me and him, when we, like we, typically, when it's a day out on the town, like it's the both of us. So I went out, it was like a girls type of thing or whatever. It's just women. So I'm texting him because, yes, that's what I'm feeling. When I come home, he's on his phone, glued to it.
Yeah,
he's going through the whole Kendrick thing. And I'm like sitting there. I done brought him food. I done stopped and picked up hookah. I done got some tequila. I'm like, babe, we finna fuck it up. Like, we finna have a good time. Literally stuck on Twitter. I'm like, oh, okay. Hey, I sat there with him for about 30, 40 minutes. That I'm going to sleep.
Why the same shit is happening in my household? Same shit happened in my household. I've been in the bed.
So if you're not on the everything. Same time that I'm on, then I'm going to sleep.
That's exactly what my wife did,
that's what's
too.
Happening.
It's Kendrick, though.
This
rap beef got us ignoring our wives.
And I wasn't mad about it. I'm like, okay, this is a great time in hip-hop, whatever. However, don't try to come on the show embarrassing me, talking about something. Yeah, I already knew it's some bullshit. No, I came home with all, like, I'm bringing the party to you.
Mm.
I done stopped and got the hookah. I'm like, we finna smoke some hookah. We finna drink some tequila.
He let another man take his attention from you. He let another man take his attention from you. That's crazy.
Damn. They not like us.
They not really like us.
Not only did I bring that, I brought some food, everything. I brought him some Thai food. I'm like, we finna fuck it up. We finna have a good time.
Cole Paul, he did that and didn't even listen to the music.
And didn't even listen to the song.
That's
crazy. He let the words on the screen take it from you.
Boy, on there tweeting and then want to try to come here and act brand new. Okay.
That shit was so hard, bro. I just expected her to understand. You know what I mean?
And I expect you to understand too. I went to sleep. I didn't bother him. I didn't complain.
But you know the crazy part is, man, when I was, you know, I'm reading, because I had muted like what people was actually saying about the song.
Yeah.
So I had muted the song, but it was, you know, when motherfuckers saying Kendrick and all that shit, I could still see how they feeling about it. And I didn't get the feeling like it was like that.
Did you
like
see?
I know niggas was saying like, oh, he came out. I just kept saying like, oh, he came out with a dance record. But like,
you seen the cover art for They Not Like Us? It's Drake's house with like the little locator things of 12 people, all sex offenders.
Ugh. Nasty.
That's what the fuck did they call it? Because Kendrick mentioned it that they getting ready to raid that at any day.
The embassy.
The embassy.
Yeah.
Jesus.
That's what they call Drake's.
Because it's a bunch of freaky ass niggas in the industry.
Freaky ass niggas. Freaky ass niggas.
Apparently, all of them hang out at your house.
This might have white people saying freaky ass.
Freaky ass niggas. Freaky ass wiggas. Freaky ass wiggas.
Freaky ass piggas.
I don't, you know, I just, I don't.
He got to pull out his I'm Jewish card. This might be anti-Semitic.
He already pulled out the racist shit. He already, we were racist. That.
Definitely call it JDL.
Yeah, so me and, okay, so we were listening to the records, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then on, and I heard Joe Budden say this too, and I didn't get the context of it until I heard the records today.
Yeah.
Right? And just for context out there, for those who don't know, I waited an entire week. We record on Sundays. Today is Sunday. This is my first time listening to everything since Taylor Made. So there was, I was listening to Joe Budden in Academics, and Joe was like, at this point, like, he has an out.
Yeah.
Right. So on Taylor Made, not Taylor Made, I'm sorry, Family Matters, in the Family Matters, he's saying, like, he's getting ready to go on vacation. That's his out. Like, I don't.
I'm done with
it. At this point, what do you.
If he doesn't say nothing else and Kendrick keep coming out with songs, does it change the momentum? Like, man, what's up with Kendrick? Keep going at this nigga. This nigga's not responding. Does it become an obsession?
Well, no. At this point, what Kendrick doing is he's making an example out of Drake. Like, don't ever question my legacy again type thing.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
This is what I'm getting from Kendrick. And not only that, we are getting ready to go into award season. So this ain't over with yet. We ain't even performed this record yet.
Can you perform the record?
Yeah. Should the BET, something is going to be in LA. Yeah.
I don't know what's coming up in
but
June.
But I'm saying, is he able to, like, with all the background politics?
Don't put that on the BET Awards.
Do it.
Nah. Some award show is going to be in LA. It's coming up.
BET is always in LA.
More
likely
BET.
BET
in
is June, in LA.
In LA.
Every year.
Please, Lord, don't.
Like, we ain't even, we haven't hit award season. We haven't hit, when you talk about Like That is number one, has been number one. Euphoria has been number one now. Like, dude, these records have not been performed. This ain't over.
Oh, no.
You ain't heard this at no festivals. You see Metro Boomin like playing it at certain festivals, but you ain't seen Future perform these yet. You haven't seen Kendrick perform these yet. This ain't. They're going to make an example out of that man. At this point,
and it's 36. It was like 36 million views in like a day or some shit. Like
and then
that.
What Metro did today?
Yeah.
Which we recorded on a Sunday, so he puts out a fucking. You know, everybody was saying, well. What can you say? Because Drake says, shut your fucking ass up and make some drums. So Metro Boomin today puts out a fucking drums. DIY beat.
Drums.
Nigga, best person.
Put some drums out.
Best person to make a verse, put a dope verse on this song.
Get a free beat.
Get a free beat. And do you know how big that is?
That's dope.
From Metro Boomin?
That's huge.
Like.
That's smart.
I ain't gonna crack that. And I don't think, even if Kendrick doesn't do anything, although I feel like Kendrick, it ain't over. No. Kendrick's gonna make an example of that man, but now
there's a
they have to respond to the people that he can't. Something happened earlier this week with Weeknd's bodyguard. Somebody was shooting at him, or he got shot. Some shit happened today, but I mean this week. But them responses are coming
from Drake.
No, from who Drake shot at Ross.
Ross plane crash, but I don't know if that had anything to do with
but he shot on Family Matters. He shot at Ross on Family Matters.
Yeah.
He shot at The Weeknd again.
Shot at ASAP.
Shot at ASAP.
So do they all need to get on one song?
No. ASAP got crazy? ASAP say he got a album coming. So
I don't think for me, I mean, maybe as a pride, maybe you do respond, but I think Kendrick did all the work. If I'm ASAP, I'm just going to, every chance I get, I'm going to retweet Not Like Us.
No. But it becomes a, I'm not just responding to you. We're making an example out of you.
Yeah. Shit, that goes to, that's damn near online bullying then at that point.
That is the epitome of what 50 did to Ja Rule.
But I feel like Drake, I feel like he survives this.
You think so?
I feel like if he stops responding and just release some hot records,
yeah,
people will forget about it.
No,
I mean they will still talk about it.
Yeah.
But I feel like he's such a big artist that it is absolutely a possibility for him to just kind of like move past this.
Yeah, but this is like, let me give an example. I'm gonna give a sports example. This is This is LeBron if Ray Allen misses that shot. I'm a Spurs fan. So this is LeBron if Ray Allen misses that shot. Meaning, not only am I, well, in this environment, Ray Allen misses the shot, right? This is what's happening right now. Okay. So not only, we can never put you, you are a great artist. We'll never, ever put you in the elite category. But that is out.
But then that will
never be there. The respect will never be there.
He is the elite category, though, when you think about it.
And that would give Tim Duncan his sixth ring.
I think you're using the wrong sports analogy.
No, I've isolated everybody around you. Ray Allen misses the shot. I done isolated everybody around you. I called out all the Atlanta niggas you fuck with. Not called them out, but I put them in weird positions. One. And two, I'm coming at you in ways that you're not ready for. I've exposed you at. So it's not that. Like, LeBron will always be great, right? Mm-hmm. He'll never be Jordan.
He'll never be Kobe.
I think
that's he'll never be there. And that is that means a lot.
I think that's the sports analogy that better fits the situation for me is the Kobe situation.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. No matter how many rings you go on to win, you'll never beat the fact that not only did you rape somebody, but you snitched on somebody else.
You'll know your wife.
You'll wear that scarlet letter for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
To me, that's the better sports analogy, because no matter how many great records you have coming forth, if you have any,
yeah,
we'll never let you forget that this man called you a pedophile and said you had a daughter that you never acknowledged. Like, you'll never get rid of this scarlet letter on your.
Because they're both like nasty references. Like, he's being called a pedophile and denying all his kids, every child that he's had, they've been denying it.
And
then Kendrick is saying, like, well, they're saying that Kendrick is a woman beater.
Yeah.
Well, a pedophile is worse. And although both are terrible things to do, Kendrick, you know, as far as like beating on a woman, that kind of like, you can kind of sweep that under the rug because people don't really give a fuck about what happens to women. Honestly.
And Kendrick did what I said Rick Ross and Kells do.
But it's the truth.
If your music good enough, people will overlook your scandal. So Kendrick coming out with these hits is overlooking the fact that he's an alleged woman beater.
As great as R. Kelly is, he'll never, ever just completely walk away from the fact that you did this.
No, never.
And it's niggas that are wholeheartedly going to step in the name of love every fucking chance they get.
Mm-hmm.
But there's always going to be somebody to remind you that.
There's a huge divide there. It'll never be. You know what I'm saying? It'll never be. And I think that is the bullet that is an accomplishment in itself, because Drake is so big and he was known at before this.
He was Thanos. He's been called Thanos his entire. Literally, a nigga was like, Drake's Thanos. Okay. We saw what happened to Thanos in Endgame.
Mm. 20 versus 1. God damn.
And the thing about it is, he has the record that kind of like supports what Kendrick is saying, because he's always been in all of the women that we've known that he's been dealing with, they're younger. So it's like, okay, we do kind of know that he has, like, that's what he likes.
In 2024 put out a song about Lotto's little sister. Lotto's 22, 23, 24 herself. So we talking about her little sister. How old is she? You're 37. Like, it's not, you know what I'm saying? This ain't even like no old allegations. It's not like R. Kelly fucked Aaliyah in 1994. In 2024, the year of our Lord, you're still making music about young women.
Not only that, but you are the executive producer on a show that is
about high school kids doing drugs and
showing nudity and shit like that.
Euphoria.
It's Euphoria.
Mm.
Yeah.
And I like Sydney Sweeney's titties. But
I get those are elite. Those are elite titties.
But they're adult titties.
Yeah, but
playing a teenager.
The premise of the show, though, is like,
she's a high school junior.
I don't like using the "where smoke there's fire," but
it's a good fucking show, though.
It's a good show.
Drake can't win the cultural battle. He doesn't have no culture, so he's the middle class Canadian kid that's emulating doing rap music. Kendrick has a culture, a coast behind him. He comes from that element. So
yeah, but we collectively have let Drake live in this space.
Yeah. Now you have somebody, an elite artist, saying, I don't fuck with that shit. I hate it.
But it's good music.
It's good music.
That's the part that's hard. Because it's like, I love the battle. I love to see, especially, like I said, this is a big moment for the West Coast. Like, I feel like it's a huge moment.
Y'all, this is a good moment for rap.
Not y'all, because Nevada is considered West Coast as well.
We got to talk about that.
It is.
This is Las Vegas. Y'all not.
Anyway,
California niggas ain't
cool.
Y'all not gonna keep it included. Don't fucking include us when y'all want to.
No, y'all
only include us when y'all want to.
No, because I've heard a lot of
now that we alive and thriving and shit, now niggas talking about we part of the West Coast. We ain't had shit. It was Las Vegas niggas.
It's tough to separate the two now because
it's right there.
No, fuck. Look at that. You see this shit? Nigga, we ain't had no teams.
What do we have?
We ain't had nothing.
What do we have out here?
We got, nigga, we thriving. We got teams.
What, the Knights?
We got, what do you mean?
Aces won back to back.
Back to back? We got the fucking Knights. Right. We are fucking thriving. And now we niggas want to say we part of the West Coast.
Okay, well then we exclude y'all. Whatever. I feel like it's a big moment for the West Coast. However, Drake makes really good music. Like, I just don't feel like there's a way to kind of like.
Yeah, but it's like, again, get past that. It's LeBron. It's LeBron breaking the scoring record. You can make as much great music as you can, as you want to. You will never be Jordan.
But the thing about it is, you got to look at it like this. Like, when you think about how 50 Cent, how he came in and he totally, like, bulldozed Ja Rule. It's not one of those type of situations.
Yes, it is.
I don't think so.
I was a Ja Rule fan. And what 50 did was, not only do I not like Ja Rule, I'm going to make all you niggas not like Ja Rule.
Because I feel like Ja Rule tried to switch things up. He tried to be the tough guy instead of ignoring the situation and then just making the music that he
did.
He
ignore
makes.
For the most part.
No, he didn't. Yes, Clapback and all that.
He was going through the indictment at that time. He couldn't respond. Mm-hmm. Then he came back with the album. But it was already like it was too late.
He wasn't staying true to
what he did.
His recipe. Yeah. Like, he wasn't doing the music that he normally makes. He was trying to respond, he was basically drowning and trying to get his way out of that because he wanted to be tough. He wanted to be the tough guy instead of the dude that was actually singing to women
What you're doing right now is the Jay-Z. When Jay-Z put out there that Nas, what did he say about his albums?
One high album every 10-year average?
Yes. That is a narrative. Ja Rule started with Murder, Inc. and Vidi Vidi. What is the fuck is that?
Vidi Vidi Vici.
He was rapping.
But nobody, when did he take off?
Start singing to
Holla Holla was when, Holla Holla is when it started going crazy. Then he did the Christina Milian video. I mean, Christine, what's that? Between Me and You. And then that went fucking nuts. And then he caught on to a formula. So a lot of people would say he left really, really rapping and then went to the pop shit. So he kind of like low-key sold out. And then he went silent during the 50 Cent shit because of an indictment. And then he tried to come back with that Blood in My Eye album, but it was way too late. It was way too late.
I agree. He was a rapper first.
But nobody really paid attention to him when he was a rapper. And we were paying attention to Ja Rule really when he started having all the singing.
No, because that's when they had the
opinion is what made 50 Cent what he did so great. Is it made motherfuckers forget who Ja Rule was before 50 started attacking him?
But when you think about it, who was he really? Because when he did try to retaliate and he tried to come back and on some rapidy rap shit, nobody was really paying attention
because
it was way too late.
I don't think about the blood. Clapback came out.
2004 or 5, something
like
that?
It was a long time. Like, it was way too late. Because he was quiet because they was going through that indictment. The FBI raided the Murder, Inc. building and all that shit.
50 had that engine, the Shady Aftermath engine at the time.
Yeah, that shit.
That's a tough
engine. You talking about a Drake machine, nigga.
That's a motherfucking machine
like I never seen.
We talking about fresh off of 2001, fresh off the Marshall Mathers LP, and then you have 50 Cent coming right behind that. That's where
I feel like, man, this shit takes me back to that time because like that record like that, right? It wasn't it wasn't a big hit because now we talking about like the mixtape era, but nigga went Hail Mary when Busta Eminem dropped. What? Shh. What's happening? This is one of them moments, man.
Cinco to Kendrick.
Cinco de Kendrick. But man, I'm excited to see where things go. If nothing happens again, I am A-okay. I am satisfied.
Yeah.
Out of all the records, though, I'm only listening to Euphoria and like that. And they not like us.
You're not gonna not like to, us. You not gonna listen to Meet the Grams?
Yeah,
that was a snooze fest. Honestly,
that was a snooze fest.
I feel like, I mean, they were both. He was being very messy on there, you know, like addressing all of his family members. But I felt like that was kind of like a bedtime story to his son. Like it just kind of, it was like, okay, like, you know, your dad is a pedophile. He do this, do that. Like it.
He talked bad to that man family directly.
His daddy.
616.
When you talk bad to somebody daddy, you know.
616.
You created a horrible fucking person. How do you tell somebody's father that? Jesus.
616 in LA is the one that, I mean, I call it a faint, but that record stinks. That record stinks.
I mean, I think each and every record served.
When you look at it, when you look at the complete package, Kendrick put on a masterclass.
Absolutely.
But man, at 6,
he definitely need to make this EP and just leave.
And then everybody like, well, we need timestamp Drake record, timestamp Drake. And it's like, well, now you talking about Drake got to like really rap. So is he gonna out rap Kendrick at this point? Like what?
Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
Go on vacation, brother.
No, just make your pop record to stay in your lane. So make your club hits.
I think Drake the machine is undefeated. But when you talk about Drake the MC. I don't know.
But was he ever there as an MC though? Did we really have him up there as an MC?
Drake can rap. Or just Drake as a good artist? Busy. Drake is busy.
Young, fresh Drake? Yeah. I believe so.
But I'm not, when you talk about the Pushas, the Jay-Z's,
that's not him. I don't think he got that in him.
I feel like he's relied so much on his machine that he's created that it's hard for him to actually put some effort into it. Like when you think of the last response that he put out, like he paid more attention to the visuals and everything that was, you know, and making sure that it was a likable record than actually really rapping.
What Bang say? Victory has defeated you. Shit.
I think he's going too big whole picture. Like focus on the rap.
Just the rap.
The rap is where you
if
lose.
If you was Drake, what would you do?
I would be Drake. I wouldn't try to be the nigga that's battling Kendrick. I'm not gonna win in that arena. I'm gonna try to get me another radio hit. Taylor Swift just did 2.5 million.
According to
according to some project on Juneteenth.
According to some artists, that nigga stupid. According to some artists out there, like Drake has Drake got joints out there. He's got everything on hold because he knows like if I say something. I can't drop a record right now. I can't, you know what I mean? I can't release this record right now because when people want to hear from me, they want to hear that. You know what I'm saying? So he's like freezing everybody's records right now.
I'm not doing that. Let me, Cowboy Carter just dropped. Let me
do it.
Isn't he a higher up executive on Universal?
What? Let me jump on
it. Yeah, he gets paid off other artists' music.
Yes, he does. Yeah. But as far as rapping Drake goes, but that, yeah.
How did he bounce back from Pusha T? Like, do y'all even remember that moment?
He ignored that nigga.
He ignored
him. So that's probably what he's going to have
Kendrick
to do.
Kendrick too big to ignore.
He went on Rap Radar.
That's the problem.
He went on Rap Radar, and then he went on The Shop.
Oh, he did.
He did go on The Shop.
And then he kind of rolled off into the sun. Like, he accepted the L. I think his out was Pusha bringing up 40. The tick, tick, tick. He's like, yeah, tick, tick. He's boy sick. That was his out. So, because he's like, this is too fucking
far
now.
It's
too far now. The problem is, now you're trying to do that shit to other people. And that only came because, in a slick blonde, he brought up Pusha T's fiance at the time.
Yep.
So it's like, stop bringing up family.
Yeah.
That the bitches and y'all fucking, that only works with certain people. But the niggas that really ain't got nothing going on outside like that, this is when.
This Canadian don't know that. He don't know the rules of engagement.
Can Jay Prince fix this with a phone call?
Fuck. No. Man, nah, this ain't no mob toss thing right here.
Free Larry Hoover.
It ain't even Jay Prince, though. He said his your daddy's a junior. He talking about Jay Prince Jr. Look, I don't got no bone in this fight, but I seen Jay Prince. We seen Jay Prince Jr. outside, and they got a lot of sons out here. I seen how niggas was acting when he pulled up.
It was worse than the women.
What? Oh, my God. Jay Pretty Jr. Will you bitches get up? Damn.
Yeah.
Everybody went outside to go see him.
Damn, you bitches, you pretty bitches are sitting here. Let Jay Pretty Jr. sit down.
Y'all mouth, too? Like, y'all weird.
Weird, my man.
That's crazy.
Y'all all have penises. That is crazy.
It's a win for America.
But, yeah, man. Go Kendrick.
Let me get that necklace. Nigga Jay Prince Jr. in there. He need this necklace.
S.O.?
What up?
You Drake. What do you do?
I drop an album on Juneteenth, and it's totally dissing Kendrick. He the one that said he free. He rapped like he freeing the slaves. Okay, I do the...
That bar came back.
That bar came back and bit him in the ass.
I feel like that's bad. Like, why did he do that?
Drake said a lot of shit.
Because I'm a Jewish Canadian, and I don't have the wherewithal to understand that this is that's not the place you want to go.
Yeah.
I just feel like, man, what this all makes, even without the music, just the moves made, this shit made Kendrick look like a fucking genius, bro. Like, I was telling the guys, like, I understood where Drake was coming from. Cause just, you know, when we're hearing the TaylorMade freestyle, right, and you're going off of the internet and public perception, it made you to believe that we know Kendrick got at least one, right?
Yeah.
You had Jill Scott come out and say, hey, man, this, you know, I mean, these bars right here, these bars, I love this.
And about Drake or Kendrick?
Kendrick. Jill Scott was the first one to come out and say, Kendrick got a record.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Mm-hmm. And so everybody was talking about that Kendrick got this four-year-old record that, you know, that he was holding on to.
Is it that not like us?
No. It was the record. This came after... So Drake did push-ups and TaylorMade before Kendrick said anything.
Is the four-year-old record not like us? And he just added the last...
No, we don't know what the four-year-old record was. But everybody was saying there's a four... He's been sitting on a record that's 4 years old. A Drake diss, right? Mm-hmm. So
he been mad.
I mean, if you go back and... they've been shooting at each other for a long time.
Okay.
Like, I didn't know... was it... Which one was it? Is it Tuscan Leather? He had a lot of shots in there.
Mm-hmm.
His verse with Drake in Game, that 100, that verse, he's shooting at Kendrick in it.
Mm.
What'd he say? I would
if niggas come through to set you up. That's why I had to vest you up. OVO nigga or something.
No. What the fuck was that line? I would have. He said, boy, y'all. Okay, hold on. Hold on, y'all. Hold on, y'all.
A lot of shit do make sense when you go back and listen to it.
Lyrics. Mm-hmm. He says,
Drake, here's how they come at you with silly rap fuse trying to distract you.
Hold on.
I don't think he can win. I just want him to come back to keep this shit going.
Okay, he says, people been reaching out to me and I'm on some straight unresponsive shit. I would have so many friends if I didn't have money, respect, and accomplishments. I would have so many friends if I held back the truth and I just gave out compliments. I would have all of your fans if I didn't go pop and I stayed on some conscious shit.
He did say that.
So, I mean, they've been shooting at each other for quite some time. Jeez. They've been shooting at each other a long time. So,
I like that Drake and Game record too. Shit.
Yeah, I mean... Yeah. They've been shooting each other for a minute. Yeah. So,
I feel like the wildest thing that was said.
Just don't say nothing.
Throughout the whole thing was that Chris Brown was a blood too. Like, why did he do that?
My nigga, see?
Hey, Chris Brown. Why did he do that?
Y'all just started. That's crazy.
So it's like niggas was really like Chris Brown need Drake, but it's like.
Up? What do he have to do with this?
I think he was trying to say. He more of a blood than Kendrick is.
We always knew he was affiliated.
Yeah.
But we don't.
Yeah, know. Like his family, but right. Like not really that he was a gang member.
That's why when Drake started off Family Matters, I was kind of like, yeah. You know what I mean? Talking about paperwork and all that shit, and it's like, this ain't the rapper for that.
No, you're it's not. Really the, you need to go and sing some tings. Man, go and pull party next door out.
But if I'm
mix one of the Cowboy Carter songs, you go on about that damn day.
I'm solid if we don't get another record.
We getting one.
This is a great.
I hope not.
I feel like we're getting one. It's happening.
No, I like Drake.
You know what I'm saying? Like, face make you not even want to like the nigga.
You know what I'm saying? Like, what Kendrick saying? Like, every time you listen to that nigga, you know what I mean? Think about your sister.
He has to have some sort, like with the Pusha T situation, he has to have some sort of response. Does he go on Joe Budden? Does he go on Academic? Like, does he go on a platform?
Well, we know he definitely explain? Ain't going on Joe Budden.
I mean, he still shoot at Pusher. He still shoot at him.
He didn't, but you didn't shooting at him and responding are two different things. You might say some shit here and there. You didn't respond.
No. But he been subbing him ever since.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that don't count.
And then the Pharrell shit came out to be a lie. Like, I melted out. What'd he say on Meltdown? I melted down them chains. And, Louis ain't been the same since V. Yeah. Whatever the fuck he said. And then somebody, in the music video for Family Matters, he had the chains on.
Mm.
Hmm.
So that's where Kendrick was like, you lied.
Mm.
But, yeah, man, this is good, man. This is good. I'm here for it. I don't want no more, though.
It's a good
because I like Drake.
Why you don't want no more?
I like Drake.
So you feel like this is big enough to destroy what he's already built over all these
Listen
years?
Listen to me. I'm going to call you babe right now. Listen to me.
Okay.
I probably, outside of Pretty Ricky, I'm talking about my time now, I was probably one of the biggest Ja Rule fans ever. Like me and bro, biggest Ja Rule fans ever. What 50 did to that man, I don't listen to Ja Rule music that much.
Yeah, but but with that being said, Ja Rule, he didn't have like a full decade of him just reigning supreme over everything. Like it just, no, I feel like it was a good few years.
From 99 to like 03?
Definitely not 03. No.
Right, to Get Rich Without Trying.
Definitely not
okay. I Smell Pussy was on a mixtape.
And I was a senior when Get Rich or Die Trying came out. So that
Get Rich or Die Trying was like 2004?
It was like 2002, 2003. Wankster was the
first mainstream, but the 50 Cent and Ja Rule shit was bubbling before then. Wankster just was like, that was a different beast. Let me see.
I feel like Ja Rule had, like, he was really good or like between 2001. Through about maybe early 2003, but we're talking about a whole decade that Drake has raised decade of kids. Like
Vinny Vedi Vici was 99.
Vinny Vedi Vici was 2000.
It says right here 99.
Late 99, I think.
It had to be like November.
So that's what, four years?
June 1st, 1999.
But do you count his verse on Jay-Z, Can I Get Her?
That was definitely 99. That was on the Rush Hour, right? Was that Rush Hour?
That was like 98.
Volume 2, Hard Knock Life.
Okay, and then he Rule 336 was 2000. That was, now I'm going crazy. And then Pain Is Love was like, I'm on top of the world. That was 2000.
Okay, that's, how many years is that?
That was 2001. I like The Last Temptation. That was 2002.
You was really listening
how
to
many
John Rule.
Years
that is
that?
Crazy.
That's literally 3 years.
Okay.
Five. It's less than
Blood
five.
In My Eyes 2003. So
he does not have a decade of great records that everybody has.
No, he didn't know.
Bonded with.
He didn't have half a decade.
No, I'm saying like that. That two, this is not. Years? Yeah, about 2 or 3 years.
What year was the New York record? Because I say that
probably
was
on Rule.
That
was
hit.
That was RULE. That was 2004. That was after all. This is over with already.
Okay.
Because Blood in My Eyes 2003.
Okay, so we got a solid
blood
three.
Blood
three
in
and
My
half
Eyes
years.
2000. Blood in My Eyes 2003.
Half, two and a half, maybe.
No, Blood in My Eyes 2003. That came out.
I feel like it's June 4th, disrespectful
November 4th.
To come as much as, because I love Ja Rule too, but I feel like it's disrespectful to compare him to an artist of Drake's stature. Like there, it's just. It's not the same thing.
They're in the height.
I don't feel like it's the same thing.
Maybe longevity. Height though, Ja Rule was hitting.
For like 2 years.
Drake though. Drake, what? Drake covers different races, different cultures of people.
I'm talking about over time. The moment Ja Rule went mainstream, the nigga took over.
For 2 years.
That's a long. I mean, it's still a long fucking time though. From you talking about from 2000 to 2002.
That's like half of high school.
Yeah.
From 2000 to 2002, that's 2 years.
Yeah, half of high school.
Well, Clark County School District is something else. Ain't it, boy? Shit.
But Blood in My Eye came out November 4th, 2003. Get Rich or Die Tryin' was what?
03, I think.
I feel like that was Hell 2002, nah. 2003.
Maybe late 2002.
Let me see. It came out.
Because I know G-Unit came in 2003. I know that for a fact.
February 6, 2003.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sabrina was up out of there.
That's when the album dropped. When did the when did Wanksta come out though?
That came out before.
Wanksta came out. Ooh, damn.
Go put it on the 8 Mile soundtrack.
That was 2002.
Decent Wanksta. Wanksta came out. Wanksta came out November 5th, 2002. Mm-hmm. So you're talking about from 2000. So you're talking about Ja Rule was damn near quiet for shit. November 5th, 2002 to.
What are we talking about almost here?
I'm saying the length of time that he was quiet.
Almost 2 years.
So you're talking about from November. It started with I Smell Pussy. So 50 Cent.
Is that you, Irv?
That.
Is that you, Ja?
And that was a mixtape song. He put that on Get Rich or Die Tryin'. That was bad. That was That was bad.
Don't respond.
Can you imagine that, like, during social media hype, like, right now? How does that play out
in
this present day?
It would have been worse.
That would have been insane.
In this present
day? Because Ja Rule he was the guy. I mean, it was Ja Rule. It was Eminem. It was...
It wasn't no Me Too movement, so them three-letter F-words was flying left and right back then, boy.
It was them two. It was probably Nelly. I can't even put Jay-Z in that class at that time.
Because nobody was thinking about him like that.
Whoa.
I can't get the date of I Smell Pussy. Yeah. But Wanksta dropped November 5th, 2002.
So, I mean, they let
the single.
That mean they let that go for about a month and a half, then probably dropped... They probably dropped In the Club right at the beginning of the year, somewhere around
there. Think You the Club was the second album, single off the album, wasn't it?
Yeah. Ja Rule, Clapback. That was the first official.
You said I was in November 2004?
I'm going to say 05.
Clapback came
Cadillac Todd has some records, though, didn't he?
October 14th, 2003.
Nigga said Cadillac Todd.
October 14th, 2003. So that is...
So like a year.
That's way too fucking long. It was over.
That's like a year.
You can't do nothing.
Nah, that. Like I said, I know G Unit probably had came out by that time too. So
yeah.
And I Smell Pussy is on the debut G Unit album as well.
That machine was well. It was well oiled and rolling by that time. By the time he responded.
Yeah, man. That's my man.
But Ja Rule was the guy. I'm not gonna let y'all play Ja Rule face.
That's my man.
No, he was. He absolutely was. He had a chokehold on all of us. He had the formula.
He did.
He had the formula before Drake had the formula. Like, that was, he knew how to get to the women. He knew how to LL still be kind of like. Before.
I'm giving that to LL. I got to give it to that.
But LL. Was the first.
Did you give it to Tupac?
But
Tupac was the sample man.
But he knew how to get to the women.
He didn't want to say it.
Were like, he didn't make no bunch of women records, though. I get
women
around.
Women just liked him.
Women just liked him.
Yeah. I say Pac
Keep
pander.
Your head up, dear mama.
I would say Pac pander to women.
Yeah.
On what records?
Keep your Dear
you know
Mama.
Pussy he got off of Keep Your Head Up.
Keep Your Head Up might be it.
Oh my God. I know he had
I don't think
vagina.
I don't think he
flying to him.
I don't think he was pandering. I think that was genuine.
He was just being himself.
The passion wasn't for the niggas.
Fuck, passion is insane.
You go from
to pull out.
You go from Keep Your Head Up to a couple years later, you dropping All About You.
Every
it's
other city
all
we
about
go.
You. One
other city
that's, I get around.
I get around.
I get around before keep. Was it? I get around before Keep Your Head Up.
Yeah,
he was definitely pandering.
Oh no, it was.
I'm not pandering, Rick. Are you talking about the content of the song?
I'm talking about Keep Your Head Up. Yeah. Keep Your Head Up, Dear Mama.
Those
mother.
Are the only two.
Brenda's got a baby.
He's pandering to women. He's talking about his mother.
Like a mother. Boy, that pussy was flocked,
man.
That's crazy. That Dear Mama is
I don't think Brenda's got a baby did anything for
Oh,
myself.
My God. You dedicated a song to your mom?
I called my mother a crackhead. Now, what part of this is pandering?
That was so strong of you.
Because everybody had crackhead mamas? Is that what it was?
Even as a crack
my
fiend,
mama
you
smoked
a black
crack
queen.
Too. Oh, my God.
You could still be a queen as a crackhead.
Oh, my God. It, not, it was
oh
just
my
me.
God. Hey, both our mamas smoke crack.
Do you want the single or the double twist? Oh, my God. Yeah. Nigga, what? That nigga was patting like a well.
No, I think women just thought he was attractive.
Women just like that nigga. Really he was young, was. Too.
And it works more if you know all black women are beautiful. Women love them niggas. That gets you a lot of vagina.
I don't know. I think you have to be somebody that women already kind of like. It just works hand in hand. So I see a lot of niggas on the internet daily. Like, women are so beautiful.
Nobody care.
Yeah, I do. Since we in this moment, to me, when all this shit happened. What was this? What day was this?
What are we talking about?
Drake dropped Family Matters and then
Friday. He dropped
it. Greatest moment in hip hop ever to me, right?
What, the 7 minutes later?
Yeah, that shit was great. She was asleep.
And he dropped two in one day.
So, if y'all could go during any time period leading up to the drop and after, if y'all could go back and relive the day, not even a debut, but the drop of an album, what would that album be? The leading up to it, the album drop, and afterwards. If y'all can go back and relive a moment, what would it be?
If I was older, it'd have been Machiavelli. Because there was a time period he dropped Hit 'Em Up that summer, and then Machiavelli dropped in September. So
After
he died. So
you had Hit 'Em Up was that close to?
Yeah.
Yeah, it dropped in June. Then Machiavelli dropped. He died in September, and then I think early October.
God damn.
It was a 3 month. Hit 'Em Up. That whole 96 summer.
I thought Hit 'Em Up was out longer.
Mm-mm.
Shit. Mm-mm.
And remember, he dropped All Eyes on Me, I think, February that year, too.
That was 96. I'm only 8, so I had to go back.
I was a freshman. I'm older. I was a freshman in high school. So he dropped All Eyes on Me in February, Hit 'Em Up in June. He died in September. October, All Eyes on Machiavelli. I think that whole summer, it was out here 662.
Yeah.
Death Row, Bad Boy. Bad Boy ain't saying too much. They do the Vibe interview, all that shit. I would have wanted to be old enough to be in that around that area. Mm.
Is there one that you remember that you lived through, though? It was an exciting time period for you.
The Jay-Z Nas. Because Nas, hold my goat, but Nas said some shit that had me, maybe he didn't lose a step. Because for a minute after I Am, or it was written, I kind of looked at Nas like, man, maybe you ain't that nigga.
Because he tried to go mainstream with I Am.
I didn't like that. And then, Jay-Z had to wake that nigga up and he responded.
Wifey?
I have no idea. I can't even think of like a real big, probably when the whole like Snoop Dogg, not NWA, but Easy, like when they were releasing the diss records back then in the early 90s, probably around then. Because when we was doing like Ain't Nothing But G Thing and they was pouring like the beer on the women. They was pouring the beer on the women. Like it was kind of
a wild time. They was doing that in, what video was I watching that? One, two, three, and two.
Number the G thing.
That's number G thing that I was just.
Yeah.
That wasn't a diss though.
No,
but like the video.
Dre was.
And then shit. But with the video, like they was pouring, like they had the dude out there dressing and dancing like Easy.
Oh, yeah, it was so political.
Like, it was really crazy.
Shooting that Cuban Dre Day too.
I didn't catch
that. He was shooting that Cuban.
And then he poured the beer on a woman. Like,
That's a crazy.
pulling the bra off the girl playing volleyball.
Right. It was just getting real crazy. Like, that was.
Yeah.
I feel like that was a big time.
Oh, when he say. What'd he say? Stab him, shoot him, something in his white socks hat.
That's.
I thought everybody was wearing white socks hats back then.
That was a Cube thing.
I think that was an Easy E thing. I know when he said. Mobbing like a motherfucker, but we ain't lynching. That's cute.
Is that Dre Day, though?
That's Number the G thing.
That's Number the G thing.
No, shit.
Yeah, see? Y'all trying to make me feel like I'm far off. Yeah, it was some shit going on. Okay, I remember they had the fake Easy in the video.
He was shooting at Ice Cube in Dre Day, and then they reconciled, and that's why Cube was in the next video, Let Me Ride.
That makes sense. Nah, and people forget that Dre Day is a diss record too.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Mm. How do you forget AJ Johnson is all in the video?
And they got a fake loop.
Listen, they was doing a lot back then. They was being real disrespectful.
Yeah,
talking about Easy's mom was a dyke. Remember Snoop was like doing a lot.
A Frisco dyke. What is a
Frisco? I heard she was a Frisco dyke. Like what?
Said she bronze was kicking was bootylicious.
Teeth in your mouth, so my dick's got to fit.
With my nuts on your tonsils.
That's a man you talking to.
My man deep throat. You a wild boy.
So it says in Dre Day, Dre vows to creep to South Central, which is Ice Cube's hometown, on a street knowledge mission, which Cube's record label was called Street Knowledge Productions. Step in the Temple is alluding to Cube's affiliation with the Nation at the time.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
and spot him by his White Sox hat, which.
Damn.
Which was all in
See, we ain't have Google back then. It just all making sense now.
That was all in that same time. And then
he
says,
he had, you trying to check my homie, you better check yourself. That was, you know, these are
check yourself and wreck yourself.
These are all nurses.
Check yourself or you wreck yourself.
That's crazy.
And then they reconciled and Cube was in the very next.
The Let Me Ride.
And Let Me Ride.
That's crazy.
I never knew
that. But all this time, you hear it on the radio and shit. I think the whole, I thought the whole thing was against Easy.
I knew the lynching part might have been a cue, but I didn't think nothing of it because, like you said, after that, they did Natural Born Killers. He was in the Let Me Ride video, so I'm like, I don't think he dissed Cube. But.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I didn't know there was another member of NWA either. Why'd they leave that nigga out?
Prince Aladdin?
Arabian
Prince?
Yeah.
I don't know why he left.
Prince Aladdin is crazy.
He was a co-producer.
Aladdin's an Arabian Prince, so
I mean. Yeah, and apparently, like, MC Ren, even though they kind of tried to cut him out in the movie, like, he wrote a lot.
Mm-hmm. He wrote a lot of those, right?
And I didn't know. I thought the other nigga was just
Yellow.
I thought Yellow was just the nigga there, but he was
producing too. DJ.
He was really producing like a lot of them shits. I don't know how Dre gets away with it, but a lot of that shit was
co-producers. There's not a time I can't think of where Dre didn't have co-producers around him.
But that's a music industry thing. Like, the biggest name is going to get the credit on there.
Though. Now, my nigga Manny Fresh, that's all Manny.
Yes, man. But Manny came to Cash Money with those beats, though. So, like, Back That Ass Up was his already. Mm. Back That Ass Up, Go DJ was his already. What the fuck is it? The Block Is Hot? Like, these are already Manny Fresh records.
I thought he produced them on the spot right then.
No, they were already, Back That Ass Up was already made. Juvenile just redid it.
And that makes sense because they all kind of sound a little similar.
The bounce and all that shit, Manny was really DJing, and so they just took his records and redid them.
That's great.
Just dope to look into. See, man, I'll be falling into rabbit holes.
You know, they got a Cash Money Records reunion at the Essence Festival.
Mm. They do. And Wayne set out here for Lovers and Friends was supposed to be the Carter 3.
Ooh.
Mm. It did say the Carter 3 on the flyer.
Damn.
That's crazy.
Imagine that wind and Wayne don't stay. I'm going to just blow away.
The locks is gone.
Dreads would have been all on Sahara Boulevard.
And I think, and speaking of Wayne, because everybody keeps saying it, right? And so this is where, like, okay, this nigga is really playing. So back when I was really, really reading, right, I may go through it today and post it on the internet. Back when I was really, really reading, you know, Wayne put out the book from Rikers, right? And so what he was doing, how Wayne's book was constructed is he was writing about his day every single day. That's how his book was, right?
Mm-hmm. So like a journal.
It's basically they're posting his journals. Okay. He would write every day. Okay. So there is a part in the book where Wayne didn't come out of his room for like 3 days because Drake told him over the phone that he had sex with his woman.
Oh, wow.
And he was genuinely hurt. So, like,
which woman?
It doesn't say. He doesn't say in the book. But what it does do is, because this is constructed like a journal.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So the pages look like sheet pages with the lines.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It's so like he says Drake told him over the phone.
Mm-hmm.
Drake told him over the phone that he had sex with his woman. So he don't want no calls, no visits, and then it's 3 blank pages.
Mm.
Then he starts writing again.
That was honorable. Like at least he told him.
He was genuinely hurt though. So the whole, when Kendrick's talking about his tattoo and all that shit, though, he's not faking it. Like, Wayne was hurt.
Oh.
Oh.
Do we need to do a active shooter drill in this motherfucker? That was crazy.
That was insane.
But, yeah, man, shit, man. So shout out to Kendrick, man, burning the house down.
Yeah, you burning that motherfucker down.
Mm-mm.
Real quick, I ain't did. No, wait, I didn't even go through mine.
Mm-mm. Or Wifey, Ivans.
Or Ivans. Ivan?
I ain't been doing shit.
No. album that you can.
Oh. I wish I can go back.
He's bad. Like, we've been talking so long, I don't know what's going on.
Michael Jackson bad.
Like, who was he beefing with?
He was alive then?
I was alive.
Yeah. He was alive. You just don't remember. We was too young.
I was.
That's what I'm saying. The one that you can relive through, that you was there.
I was alive for bad. I would have liked to experience, like, the rollout.
Experience it as an adult.
Yeah, the rollout for everything, especially coming off a Thriller, and then your first single is Bad, which was a huge single. Like, I would like to have been.
You think you would have had a Jerry curl back then?
Probably. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Fuck yeah.
Why pop locking and shit.
A California
why
curl.
Why wouldn't you?
A California.
You curl. Know what mine is? If I could go back, I know he's in a lot of trouble right now. Might be a real freaky man.
Freaky cuz.
Freaky ass nigga.
He the original freaky
cuz. I would go back and relive the lead up, the drop, in the aftermath of
DB2?
Mystical Let's Get Ready.
Oh.
Mm.
That shit was so big. Oh my God.
What? Depends on where you was at.
Yeah, no.
What? When Shake Your Ass dropped, and then he dropped that one, he dropped an X rated joint.
We're going to give you a mulligan. Pick something else.
Nivea was, he came out with
we'll
Dangerous.
We'll give you a mulligan. That wasn't really that. That wasn't that. Pick another one.
What? During my time?
It wasn't that big.
It wasn't that. You get a mulligan. Do another. Pick another one. We'll give you a mulligan.
Do over.
It would have to be somewhere between 50 Cent, Get Rich or Die Trying, or Usher Confessions.
I keep Usher Confessions.
Usher Confessions was
that was
big.
That was a time.
That was a time.
Because they, man, like, look,
when it came to the music videos, they did that shit. With, like, damn, he really, like, cheating on her. And
they had just really broke up, too. So it was kind of like. Yeah,
no. Fuck that. Yeah. No. Boy. Fuck that. Life fuck that. Good, I know. Dude. I fucked it. No. R. Kelly. Nigga, when Down Low came out.
Yeah, but the album
and,
didn't
and
do nothing.
The Isleys killed her.
The album didn't do nothing, though.
I knew that shit was real,
it
nigga.
Was real, though.
I knew that. I thought that shit was real for real. For real. Like, Ivan, listen to me. I thought that shit was for real.
The album didn't do nothing, though.
It didn't? Actually, no, I heard that shit.
No, I forgot about that album.
Nigga, so much shit on
it's
there.
It's a good album, though. It's a really good album, but it's.
Hold on, man. We ain't finna do nothing.
I feel
tempo,
like the
tempo slow.
You got
Step in My Room.
I can't
Step in My Room.
I can't
is
sleep.
That shit. I will never skip Step
well,
in My Room.
That's one of the records that make it tough to
talk about
to your principles. Like, God, Step in My Room was with the motherfucking one.
It's like, what?
God damn, I can't listen to that one. Shit.
Wait, what you talking
this
about?
Was before all the allegations.
You remind me of something. Step in My Room, baby. Down Low. I Can't Sleep. Religious Love.
Trading My Life.
What?
Trading My Life is one of them ones too that people don't talk about.
And I didn't even say Down Low. And this was when this nigga stupid. When this album was 95, November 14th, 95. I was legit 7. 8.
That was a good album.
No.
Though.
I'm 7. This nigga's still there.
What was the album after that? The one, the red one?
R.
That was R.
Mm-hmm.
The double disc?
Yep. Oh, that's what I was looking at.
My grandma played the R. Kelly album out.
The blue one?
Yep. She had a blue Saturn.
I Can't Sleep was a huge
record. She had a blue Saturn, you know, when you turn the car on and the seatbelts,
yeah.
The seatbelts go up automatically. Oh, man.
It sucks because when you think about some of the old R. Kelly records, he has some tough records. It's tough to tough to have principles and integrity.
Listen,
say I'm not fucking with.
Let
you
him go. Listen to me, man. I fall down rabbit hole sometimes.
Every now and then, I do. Every now and then, for like when Ghetto Queen come on, but I'm like, that's
when a woman's fed up.
It's a Crucial Conflict record, so I can get away with it.
Listen. I fall down.
Also, Features is okay.
Yeah, he just on the hook. So
Jeezy Go Get, I can still.
Mm-mm. I'm not mad at it.
Twist is so sexy.
Satisfy you.
But that's now that's double taboo.
I will listen to
with him and Diddy.
15 minutes of Sex Me.
Jesus.
Damn.
Can you even listen
baby
to Satisfy
You? Baby, kick off your clothes and come home.
I can't listen to the
turn
song.
Turn off the light. Come on, man.
I was fucking in fifth grade, and I was like, there's no way I should be listening to this album as much as I would.
I won't.
That first album.
You know, awesome. I didn't really, you know, my grandma listened to the R. Kelly.
Why is your grandma listening to
R. Kelly? I'm old as shit.
She actually wasn't that old. That's
Yeah.
She was younger. You talking about on your dad's side, right?
No, my grandma.
Wait, grandma?
No.
Not Grandma Irma listening to R. Kelly.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so, but I didn't really start listening to,
R. Kelly, I had to go backwards. So I had bought TB2.com, and that was like my introduction to him. So my grandma was like listening to him, right? The R. Kelly album. And then my introduction to him, really, as an artist, was TP2.com.
Okay.
Great introduction.
Yeah.
Fuck, it's not bad.
Great introduction. Oh, my God.
The only, you know, was weird, like, though? Because no, I didn't listen. That. You know what was really weird, though? Because I did, I re-listened to the album. Great album.
Great fucking album.
But the random, come and braid my hair. Off the fucking, you know what I mean? It's like you're talking about your dead, you know, you're talking about.
He's talking about the homegirl, though. If you've seen the video, he's not talking about.
She's not dead, though.
No, but I'm saying, like, in the video, you see him sitting in between a woman's legs, and he said, come on and braid my hair. Like, he's back in the neighborhood with the homegirl. Yes,
but it's a dead people song.
Yeah, but.
It's like.
He's.
It's like, that I wish. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, come and braid my hair.
Hey, with some hits on
come
here,
on,
too.
I'm like. That was random.
TP2 was that that one.
As an introduction to an artist.
That ain't bad.
Shit.
Except feeling on your booty. That was the only song I did not like.
You didn't like?
But it was a huge record, though.
My God.
Lil' Kim was in that one, right? When Lil' Kim?
Yeah. She was in a video.
Music
video.
In the video.
I didn't like this song.
How did you not like feeling on your booty?
I didn't like that, and I didn't like Fiesta. Those are only two songs.
When a Woman's Fed Up.
Fiesta, the remix was gold, but Fiesta by itself,
those are the two songs I probably skip on. But they're so good, still good. Yeah. So I wouldn't like.
Feeling on Your Booty was one of them ones. Ask Lax is off.
That was my introduction to Kells, and then I had to go backwards.
Okay,
That's a good place to start.
That's a great place to start.
All these albums stink.
Really?
The middle two, yeah.
The only arc. You could get confused. You could get really, really confused because his hits were so gigantic. Mm-hmm. But a lot of them albums was kind of.
You didn't like Born Into the 90s?
Hell, I forgot about that.
That shit stinked. His
count.
Debut album stinked.
12 Play?
12 Play sucks.
No, my God. Come on.
12 Play sucks. Come on. Outside of the.
Which one got Honey Love on? That's Born Into the 90s.
Outside of the hits. 12 Play is not that good.
Shit, every song was on the radio.
No, it's not. Go back and look. R. Kelly has a lot of filter on them joints.
But that was during that your time where filter was okay.
He wasn't, this is somebody who's listening
Hold
to
up.
Somebody who started.
Keep going.
Bump and Grind. Your Body's Calling. Yes. Homie, Lover, Friend.
Okay.
It Seems Like You're Ready.
Mm-hmm.
Freak That Body.
That's no.
Okay, that's a no.
You should skip that one.
Summer Bunnies.
Stinks.
No, Summer Bunnies is pretty bad.
Sex Me Part 1.
Okay.
Sex Me Part 2. Sadie.
12 Play. Sadie.
Yeah.
That's solid. Only skip it two of them.
It's only 12 songs.
You only skip it two of them.
That's solid.
Listen.
That's definitely 10 out of 12 is pretty damn good. Summer Bunnies.
It's not bad.
When you talk about debut albums.
So, man, it's the next album.
It's probably the next
one. The next album is the blue one. It's the R. Kelly. Then the next one is the R. That's the red.
Okay, R stinks.
R is really bad.
R is trash.
Okay.
We can collectively say that.
The one that
R stinks.
R is the one where he has the feature with.
And that's the first R. Kelly album I had.
And
that was your introduction?
That was my first, and I never cared for R. Kelly.
He has the Nas feature on R.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That was like the album he put out so that he can get out of a bad record deal. You know how they be like.
that's crazy.
That's one of the albums that was 12 cents for a penny.
So we can get off of here.
That's what Pac was doing, nigga, to get out of Death Row. That nigga was.
You ain't like half on the baby? You ain't like half on the baby?
That's probably it.
Get a Queen's on there too.
The only song I like on the album is I'm a Bad Man.
Was that on
the That was on the Batman was on soundtrack, wasn't it?
Soundtrack for Shaft.
Yeah, it was Shaft.
I thought it was on R2. I'm a bad man.
No, that's on Shaft.
That had I Believe I Can Fly.
Yeah, that shit stinks. I hate it. I Could Believe I Can Fly when I heard it. When I first heard it on
that's on R?
Space Jam.
Yeah, it's on R.
That was
too.
A crossover record, though.
When I first heard it on Space Jam, I was like, dude, that's not R. Kelly.
What about We Ride with Cameron?
Hey, come on,
what,
man.
What? Okay, now what
what's
else
the,
going
what's
on
What's the
this
Nas
week?
Song? What song had Nas on it?
Oh, man.
We're not doing this.
Yes, we are.
I'm shocked I even got it on my phone.
What song had now?
So what's been going on, man?
I'm chilling, man. You know, me and wifey last week went to Florida for one of our college classmates got married. It was cool. We was in the Panhandle, so we was like Pensacola area. Beautiful, man. Beautiful. Cost a lot of money.
See iguanas and shit out there?
Nah, man, nah, nah.
That's the part that scares me about Florida.
But that's Florida. That's Northern Florida is really just an extension of Alabama and Georgia. It don't get the real Florida till you get down to Orlando, Tampa.
Okay, Miami, well, that's so. When you wake that's up and a fucking crocodile.
Yeah, it's talking like that. Northern Florida country to a certain capacity.
Wifey?
Nothing much. I had a girl's day yesterday. You already kind of like, you know, touched on that a little bit. I got a chance to check out Mariposa. And that was pretty cool. Like, that was my first time being there.
Was it packed?
Actually, it was not packed.
Oh, wow.
I was expecting it to be, like, quite a few people there. It was kind of like a, like, mid-30s older crowd. And the mimosas hit, though.
You know what?
Mimosas was hitting.
You know what? I had a moment. You know,
I wasn't expecting that.
I had a moment where I was getting ready to judge Wifey, man. Mm-hmm. You know, she ain't never watched American Me before.
Me neither.
That is fucking Thank you. Crazy.
He just act like people just sitting around either? Watching that.
Mm-hmm. You've never watched American Me? Mm-mm. Wow.
Tragic Me, Graffiti.
Mike, you hear him? That's
sad. Blood in, blood out.
I never seen
Colors.
Blood
okay, so.
I did watch Colors.
Okay, so this is what ends up happening, right? This is what ends up happening. So Blood, this is it's some snake shit, but this is what happens. So Blood in, Blood Out was getting ready to be made, right?
Okay.
James, is it?
They were almost.
Okay, James Olmos was in...
Did I say all three of them?
Oh, I'm never watching this.
James Edward Olmos?
It was kind of good.
Okay, so James Edward Olmos. So Blood In, Blood Out was being made. James Edward Olmos was a... I don't know what he had to do with Blood In, Blood Out, but he was there on set every day. So what he did was he stopped coming on set. So Blood In, Blood Out was getting made first.
Okay.
He stopped going on set. He got a bigger budget, and he made, instead of, you know, Blood In, Blood Out was like fictional.
Okay.
It wasn't real.
Okay.
Fictional is not real, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
Okay. Like all the school district.
Yeah, so it was fictional. So what he ended up doing was he made a Blood In, Blood Out. James left that set and went and made a real Blood In, Blood Out with real characters, real gangs. So the real Mexican Mafia. The movie is amazing. So it's Blood In, Blood Out, but better acting.
Okay.
The movie is amazing, but what ends up happening is there's some rape scenes in it. The Mexican Mafia is 100% against rape scenes. Mm-hmm. And then at the end,
rape like men and women,
men on men.
That is out. That is a narrative.
It's like forbidden.
Yeah. So you put rape scenes in it, but not only do you have rape scenes in it, you have the leader of what was the Mexican Mafia being raped as a teen.
That's not going down.
But he killed the guy.
Okay.
At the same time, so.
No, we this is the beginning. This
yeah, when, after he raped yeah, him, after he got raped, that's then out. He killed him.
The raping that was out, right? And then at the end, you have him getting stabbed up by his own crew. And it wasn't his own crew. Now, he did get the leader. He did get stabbed up and thrown off the, like, third level prison thing, whatever.
Okay.
But not by his own crew, though.
Am I real life or in a movie?
In real life.
Okay.
So now you're putting these fictional things in this movie when one of the leaders is still alive. So what I'm going to do is, so with the Mexican Mafia, allegedly, I don't want no smoke. I'm killing all the niggas that made this movie happen. We not killing the actors. We killing the niggas that really live here and gave insight on this movie.
Jesus.
Mm.
And then they put a bounty on your boy's head. A big one.
Jesus.
And he paid it. I don't know if I've seen him ever since.
James Edward Olmos?
Yeah.
He's acted since then.
This is 92, 93?
He was the dad in Selena.
There you go. Oh, shit. But he paid it and thrived after that. But I prefer Blood In, Blood Out, to be honest with you.
Why? You just said American Me it was better. The better
it is. But Blood In, Blood Out is classic. Mm. American Me is Blood In, Blood Out with real people and real names.
You said it had better actors and better acting. So
it did. Like it had. Yeah, it did.
So why do you prefer the watered down version? Or the lesser version?
It's fucking classic.
It's a good ass movie.
Give me some Toto.
I've never seen it.
It's on Hulu right now.
Is it?
It's on Hulu.
Which one?
Oh, that's Blood and Blood Out.
We just canceled it.
We just canceled Hulu too.
Did y'all?
Yeah, I don't watch it. Fuck, hey man, we
Hulu
might have to get that,
and Disney
Plus. We might have to get that free subscription real quick. Hey, I want some chow chow.
Disney owns the rights to that.
No shit. You know, it's never been on streaming. Wow.
Now it is because they put it up there.
Give me some chow chow.
I might have to watch that one. Again.
Yeah, but American. That. So Blood and Blood Out is probably the only 3-hour movie. No. Outside of superhero movies that I'll watch. But American Me is really good.
Malcolm X? Titanic, nigga.
Boy, he'll watch that every time. But after.
So I'll take that back. But
he watches so it after good. The crash but it was, every time.
So this is more like a psychology. So, like, dude, he goes to, he's in prison from 18 to like, he's in prison for a long time.
Okay.
I think he said like 18 summers, whatever. He goes in when he's a teen. So he comes out, meet a chick. He goes out, meet a chick, right? And you know what I mean? He's making love to her. And the chick, you know, in the moment, you know, they be like, fuck me, fuck me. They turn her around and try to
put it in her butt.
In the dookie shoe.
She was like, fuck stop, me. No. I was like, this is really weird.
She's like, fuck me. And then, like, you know, that prison shit clicked and he turned her around. Niggas getting ready to.
Oh, wow.
That's what I'm used to, baby.
Going for the whole he know, huh?
All he know on G-O-G-O-D.
Yeah, it got real dark right then. I was like, was he trying to put it in her butt? Yeah.
OVO nigga.
Freaky ass nigga.
Other vaginal option, nigga.
Anything else, wife?
No.
Outside of Mary Poston?
Yeah, that was about it.
Mary Poston.
Ivan?
Nah, man. Nothing this week. I've been chilling.
Yeah, I ain't do shit either, man. I still just in the gym grinding. I got my first submission this week, man.
That's dope. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I got my first submission this week, man. I didn't, you know, after getting my ass thrashed. I was introduced to, so I'm usually doing jiu-jitsu, right?
Okay.
But we had another teacher in there last week, and he introduced us to judo. And that shit hurts.
Judo, no?
So judo is what police officers practice when they throwing you.
Judo is throws.
Judo is throws.
Okay.
Jiu-jitsu is wrestling submission. Then you got striking, and then Muay Thai is striking and kicking. That shit sucks. And for a nigga my size to be thrown...
It's crazy.
It hurts.
It's crazy for real. That is.
Nigga, it hurts.
They teach you how to fall?
That's a good one.
No. They didn't teach me how to fall, bro. Yeah, I'm gonna need it. I didn't know that. I'm gonna learn that. I did learn checking this week. That shit sucks too though. Checking sucks.
What is that?
When you blocking a kick?
Okay.
That shit sucks. That shit sucks. That shit really sucks. Shin, nigga, because if you ain't working with a motherfucker, I don't know what he doing, nigga. Shin to shin, you imagine kicking it in your shin to shin. Oh
that
my
hurts.
God,
yeah, you might not be walking for.
Just getting hit in your.
Yeah,
shin
I made a nigga. Man, I made a nigga submit. He ain't say I quit, but you know he gave me the. Nigga, I damn near cried, nigga. Yeah, because I was getting my ass whooped, bro. And so I'm one of them motherfuckers. Like I gotta feel it, right? So I had one dude up in there. And you know when you like it's called, you know, sparring and rolling with motherfuckers, right? Everybody got their own like shit. So I kind of knew in the beginning like, okay, this nigga I'm rolling with ain't fucking around. So we rolling and shit. He stopped me and he said, "Hey man, I get it, but don't forget to tap out. I will break your fucking arm." I was like, "You know what? You're right." Because they give you, you know what I mean? It's about communicating.
Yeah.
And at the end of the day, what we're doing, you can really hurt somebody with it. Mm-hmm. So if I'm not tapping out or I'm not saying tap out, I tap out or I quit, whatever the fuck you want to say, you're under the assumption that it's not hurting me.
Correct.
So, nigga, you keep pulling up on my motherfucking arm, nigga. Like, and I'm like, so me and him were sitting there and I'm just like, nigga, you can really, I'd call him a nigga, but he wasn't a nigga. And I'm like, nigga, you could really break somebody's arm. Because we was doing, is it Komodo? Something Komodo. You know what I'm talking about, Mike?
Maybe.
It's Komodo. What the fuck is it called? See, that's my homie.
Yes.
Yeah, Komodo wraps.
Basically.
Intertwining your legs and shit.
Basically, wrapping my arm around your arm and pulling it like this. Mm-hmm. All the way up your back. So I can break your shoulder. Yeah. Right? And you can get it from any angle. Mm. All I need to do, once I got my hand on that wrist and I'm able to wrap my, nigga, it's just over. Right?
Yeah.
And so this is how this lady, remember I told y'all too, like a couple weeks ago, mm-hmm. I was sparring with a lady. So I kept putting my hand on the mat. Every time you put your hand on the mat, it's over, nigga. I will break this motherfucker. Right? So, and he was like, this is what it's all about. He was like, what we doing here? We ain't fucking around. And he was like, you know, and I said, I forgot what I told him, but he was like, when I'm outside, man, he's like, this is why we always talk about de-escalation.
Yeah.
Right? He's like, this is why we always talk about de-escalation because, like, in that moment, I'm trying I know I can fuck somebody up.
That makes sense.
When I get there, there was a click. And once I get into that, once it click and I get into that.
That mode is different.
Now I'm thinking about killing you.
Yeah.
Type shit. So, you know what I mean?
Why you would want to do that is still.
Look, man. Because you know what I mean? Like, I can take some pain. You know what I mean? I want to fit. I'll never be.
I didn't think you could see my Facebook.
Like, I'll never I hope to God, you know what I'm saying? I do this as a stress reliever and it's just fun to me.
Yeah.
But I hope to God I never get put into these in real world situations.
Yeah.
But I want to know, what did Mike Tyson say? Everybody got a plan until they get punched in the. I want to know how this shit really fucking feels. Right. So. You know when he's doing, when he got me in a wrap, but it's not like painful. Hurting like I thought it was. Like no, I can like feel it, but he's like,
you better say something before it get worse.
Tap out! Don't forget to tap out.
Yeah,
so I will. You know what I mean?
You couldn't get out of it.
Oh nah, fuck no. Oh. I mean, we taught reversals, but again, I haven't been doing it this long. So you teach me the technique and how to reverse out of the technique. That's one thing, right? But now when I get to sparring with a nigga or rolling with a nigga, sometimes you start forgetting about, and then the instincts kick in. So you stop forgetting about the technique and think about just getting up.
Mm.
The problem is,
if you just get up, you're gonna hurt yourself.
Mm.
So the first thing we do when there's the first thing we do as humans is try to get up.
Yeah.
But now, someone that's really, really trained, they see that. So every time I would put my hand on the mat to get my... So I could, like, try to push you away with this one, right?
Yeah.
And I put this hand on the mat, it goes straight to that motherfucker. I wrap that bitch. And then some people do it where they ain't even got a wrap. They can just break your... They can, fuck around and break your wrist.
Mm-mm.
Jesus. Shit.
So... Yeah, man, it's fun, man.
That don't sound fun at all.
Yeah, that sounds really crazy.
That doesn't sound fun at all.
Mm-mm.
Go to a class, man. It's fun as fuck. It's really fun. It's really fun. I enjoy it more than striking. And that's like the cool thing. Like, striking is cool. You know, niggas learning how to strike and, you know what I mean? Boxing niggas be walking in there and shit. Like, that's like the six pack of MMA, I would say.
Striking?
Yeah.
Mm. Okay.
But, nigga, I don't like striking as much as I do.
Wrestling.
Grappling.
Because it's like you're just hurting somebody without throwing a punch. It's just.
So you prefer to roll around on the ground with a nigga?
I mean, when you look at. That's crazy. When you look at. All the fights that I've seen.
Most of it happens.
Most of them end up on the ground.
Yeah.
So what happens when we get on the ground? The only difference is when you learn how to strike, not only do I got you in this hole, nigga.
Now I'm gonna break
it. I got my knee on your fucking neck, and now I'm gonna smash your motherfucking face in. And
yeah, that's too much.
I mean, I do it for a stress reliever, and it's because it is genuinely fun. You know what I'm saying? And I haven't even been going to this place, and they knew my name. They know me by first name since day one. So it's like a family atmosphere.
Yeah,
we rolling like, bro, we rolling to like Nas and Wu-Tang and shit. That's the music being blasted. Mm. So it's like the only uncomfortable thing is yeah, it's crazy. The only uncomfortable thing that I don't like, I'm putting it out there that I don't like, is that when the judo and jiu-jitsu classes, a lot of them are fire and police officers. So fire department, police officers. And now when you start to, you know, when you start to go back, and even with me, when I start to go back and I'm listening and I'm looking at the fucking, like the, and I hate, and I'm not really saying this to say, but like, what's my brother that got?
George Floyd?
George Floyd. That is jiu-jitsu. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Those things. And it's like, these with the, you don't see police officers ain't punching.
No, they
don't. Either throwing you or putting you in a hole.
Yep. And say stop resisting.
Bingo.
Yep.
So what the dude tell me when I was sitting down? Top out.
Yeah.
That is stop resisting remixed. Mm. That is the only uncomfortable. It is very uncomfortable for me.
I can see that.
That is, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that makes sense.
So it's like I'm in here rolling with
them.
The fuzz.
The ops.
The fuzz. Training with the fuzz.
It's only those classes though. No striking. None of that.
That's probably on the job training though for them. They probably getting paid to be there.
Probably.
They probably getting paid to be there.
So.
Paid to learn how to kill you niggas.
So, now you got some, you got like, you know what I mean, the Mexican homies in there, they'll throw their police jokes out there and shit. You know what I'm saying? They'll do that.
How they respond.
I fucking hate the police. Like, you hear that. Just, what the police? It's a joke in there. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
How do they respond to it?
Whatever. Man.
They off the clock, yeah. So they probably don't care.
White humor.
Yeah, I know what that means.
That's really the only, it's like.
It's all dark.
Yes.
Yes. And not funny. Sarcasm.
So I kind of just be like, hey, brother. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Fucking hey, man. I catch you on the east side.
Like, I don't really, like, you know what I'm saying? I kind of still, you know, it's just that part.
That makes sense.
So I just kind of just be like, you know, it's cool. You know what I mean?
You talk to the brother, they'll call you brother afterwards.
Yeah.
brother. Yeah. But
you're not like the rest of them.
You'll hear a bunch of fucking polices and oh, y'all used to that and you know, don't kill nobody with anything in here.
Jesus,
yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Jokes
cut
like
the
that.
Show, yeah, take no,
that
me
sounds,
out.
That sounds real uncomfortable environment to be in. Am I supposed to laugh at this or
yeah?
But so now I look at policing in a different light. I don't know, it's necessarily a good thing. Mm. You know what I mean? Like our master trainer, I think our master trainer is the fireman. But yeah. Mm. Yeah.
You have a little bit more compassion for cops?
No.
Oh, okay.
Less?
I have more insight.
Okay.
If that makes sense.
More understanding.
Yes. Like, I don't even want to say it because it's going to sound really bad. It sounds really bad. But when you get into, when you start getting into the technicality of what we do, right? I can understand why someone is screaming or can't move.
Mm. Or can't breathe.
Can't breathe or have, it's sometimes a heart attack. Because we are like a snake, right? Like a snake. If I have you in a hold, and please, I'm not being pro police, but I'm just saying this is what they work on a lot, right? But for those that are very, very technical with it, if I have you in a hold, I'm squeezing every time I feel you breathe.
Mm. But if I'm screaming, shouldn't that be my tap out signal? Or ow, that hurts, or I can't breathe. That should be the tap out.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. But then it goes back to, On the flip side of that, because a lot of these niggas do be head cases. Yeah. So in the case of the dude I talked to, I was rolling with on Monday, right? Mm-hmm. Where he was like, I try my hardest to de-escalate because when it clicks, my only thought is killing you.
Yeah.
Jeez.
You know what I mean? So you got them niggas too. Like you got some head cases, you know. But it just gives me a little bit more insight. And I don't know if that's a good or a bad thing, where you're taking techniques and you are applying them to not only people that are on drugs, but people that do not know what is going on with them.
And they're not trained.
Yeah.
And exactly. Those same techniques, yeah.
So I'm putting you in this hole because I think it's cool. You know what I'm saying? I'm putting you in this hole because that's how I look at it. Mm. Like, a lot of people, you know, I've been going to the gym for about 2 months now. I'm sorry, Mike. We're getting ready to get up out of here. I just got on a roll. I've been going to the gym about 2 months now, right? Mm-hmm. You can start to see the ones that are getting better, so to speak. So the confidence is different.
Okay.
Now I'm not scared of confrontation.
Now I want
to
test.
Now I'm kind of talking.
I can't wait to do this on the person.
I can't wait to do this to a person. I'm talking more. Mm-hmm. I'm walking with more confidence because now I feel like can't nobody fuck with me. You got to understand, a black belt is not the highest belt. But if you have a black belt, you can whoop 2% of the world, maybe. Top two. And a black belt ain't even it. They ain't even the top.
So it's, they getting that. I wish a nigga would, my feeling.
There you go. Yeah. But as I'm starting to, you know what I mean? I'm going to the gym and shit. I'm starting to see, like, you know what I'm saying? Feeling yourself a little bit. That's why when you first walk in the gym, they be like, humble yourself. But just by, because of how we are as humans, you can start to see the confidence.
That makes sense, though.
But again, you learning these moves, you learning these techniques, and you so comfortable. And now I put on this uniform where I have power over people. Mm-hmm. Now I'm doing this shit because I think I'm putting you in this hole before I even put you in handcuffs.
Mm-hmm. But mentally also, because a lot of people are intimidated by the fact that you have that uniform on. They don't know what type of techniques you possess.
No.
So it's double-sided when you think about it. It's like, A lot of people are really not going to be fighting back against that uniform. Like
so when
that.
A motherfucker, even like, okay, so if you, even watching the movies, if you've ever been in handcuffs and you see an officer tussling, right? They grab your wrist, mm-hmm. twist it, turn you around.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Even through grappling, if I grab your shoulders or I grab your wrist, that shit, when they motherfuckers be twisting them and shit, mm-hmm. that's real technique.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I have you in something before you even know you're in it. I'm just not pulling yet. Mm-hmm. And so when you give these techniques to people with power and then they go out with a uniform on, that is a recipe.
They turn into Batman.
It ain't just about, you know what I'm saying? but the sheer insight is not just about the mental anymore. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's like, nigga,
I'm
Batman.
And there it is there.
That's all.
We're going 25 into 15.
You know what I'm saying? So not only do I got a gun, a taser, I have these moves that I can also kill you with.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, I have the blessing of the state to do
to kill you and get a paid suspension.
Mm-hmm. So.
Paid leave.
Mm. I know it kind of got dark.
Yeah, a little darker. Yeah.
And I just
started out on a high level. It's the thing, you know what I mean? Because I'm back down.
I'm just, you know what I mean? I am
pre-workout the world.
I'm really observant. You know what I'm saying? I'm really, really observant, and it's like it's another world, man.
Absolutely.
And oh yeah.
When you talk about power, you don't know how people look. You know what I'm saying? Until they have either money or a lot of power. And mm-hmm. there is a lot of power in knowing that I can hurt you and I can defend myself.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of power in that shit. You know what I mean? Because not everybody's waking up thinking, oh, let me go train for...
Yeah. To kill somebody. Yeah.
That makes sense.
So, yeah, man. Hey, man. This was cool, though, man. This was cool. This is cool. As always, you can follow the podcast. Look, I ain't even got no thing. I took my all. Damn, man. That shit got kind of dark. Maybe, you know what? Maybe one time, you know what I'm going to do? Because I don't really like talking to people about what I do if they don't already know.
Yeah.
I'm going to see if one of them come in here.
One of the officers?
Nah, just one of the people one of our master teachers.
Oh, okay.
That would be cool.
Just to come in here to give more insight from a technical standpoint.
That's not how
whooping a nigga ass from a science.
That would be cool.
You know what I'm saying? Without the emotion.
You think them officers in your class that you gonna see this podcast and come hard at you the next
eventually, week? Somehow, some way, everybody finds a way to the show.
Mm-hmm. Oh, what you say about us?
Eventually.
I mean, I enjoy seeing egos. I mean, not in there. So you have like people that really know how to like strike, yeah. Right? Really know how to strike. Then you got those that are really good at jujitsu.
Yeah.
Well, you really good at jujitsu, but if I'm tagging you before you even get to me, then what?
Mm-hmm.
Or you have somewhere, or you a great striker, but your hands is kind of slow.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to before you can even throw a fucking punch. That's where I'm at right now.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I hit hard, but my hands slow. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, my hands are slow, bro. Mm-hmm. I didn't even know a nigga hands could even be that fast. So my respect for like Floyd is like through the fucking roof.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So by the time my brain says throw a punch,
you already
to the face.
Pop, pop, pop.
Yep.
Already. Already. Yep. I already got tagged. And now you mixing it with all the other shit.
Mm-hmm.
So now, by the time my brain says throw a punch, bop, bop, bop. And by the time my brain says you really need to throw, nigga, I'm already in a chokehold.
Yep.
Or, like Mike is familiar with, nigga, if a nigga kick you in the right spot,
going down,
it only takes 1.5. I mean, a half a kick where I didn't get you all the way. And one good one, and it is over. A nigga kick you in the thigh, or and some motherfuckers can reach up to the head. It's a wrap.
Because
I'm not kicking you with my foot, I'm kicking you with my shin. Mm-hmm. The hard part. Nigga, night. before your brain, like if you're not trained, before your brain says throw a punch, it's over. That shit is scary.
Yeah.
And
look at me. I'm doing it just because it's good for my mental.
Just because it's Monday.
All right.
That being good for your mental sounds insane. Like, what is your mental at? That sounds...
Because for cardio purposes.
Okay.
It is... Man, I'm soaked every time I get up out of it. And nigga, the whole mat just wet.
Pause.
Because it's like you getting... High intensity for, now, jujitsu is not high intensity, but you're talking about body weight, you rolling around, you know what I'm saying? Like, that shit is exhausting.
Yeah.
Especially to someone who has no technique that's just using strength. So you're talking about you doing 4 rounds of 4 minutes, 15 seconds on and off? You are depleted when it's over with.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So when I'm done, I don't want to think about nothing. I don't want to. I am tired. I'm done. So when I'm walking out of there, it's just more of a, I don't care. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's more important things to,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That type of deal. You just deplete it.
Yeah.
That's good.
But.
It's a good release.
Pause.
Why do you pause that one?
It's a sweet release.
Jesus Christ. All right. As always, you can find a podcast. Sweetly. You can find a podcast on Twitter at Views from the 7, Instagram Views from the _7, TikTok Views from the _7. Man, hey man, shout out to all y'all. Also, that's you know, knowing we throwing a lot more content out there, man. At some point we gonna hit them algorithms. We've been real, we've been consistent.
Yeah.
And on Facebook at Views from the 7. I mean,
Twitter and Instagram, Young Al Bundy, YUNG_Al_Bundy.
YB.
Shayna _ Candy everywhere. That's SHAYNA _KANDII.
Ew.
Yeah.
IMS_O on Instagram and Twitter.
A minor. Peace.